Blog Talk Radio.
The Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6, 9 through 13. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you today that we have woke up in the land of the living. We thank you, God, that you sit high and you look low. We thank you, God, that we're able to have the plan of salvation for our life, the death, the burial, and resurrection of Christ. We thank you, Lord, for everything that's going on in this world, including COVID. You have spared our lives. Father, I decree and declare now, as an apostle and prophet of God, let every listener that hear our broadcast today, Father, I'm asking you to go through their heart, renew their heart, and renew their spirit. Father, give them hope. Father, give them more love. Give them encouragement. Give them peace, God, in the midst of the storm. Father, I'm asking for a fresh anointing. I'm asking that Michael and Gabriel, that, Father, that they would take charge now over the radio, over the airwaves, over the TV, electronics, everything that you have made, Father. I'm asking right now that a release come through in the name of Jesus, that a release will come through for healing, a release will come through, Father, that they will be built up and feel strong. Father, we decree and declare right now that deaf ears will be open, that minds will be receptive. Hey, hallelujah. That stony hearts will be broken. Hey, that the glory of God will fall fresh on us. To every listener, we speak around the world, to China, Russia, Africa, this United States, Pakistan, the Philippines, Jamaica. We speak to all nations around the world that God shall and will be glorified. And we decree it in heaven as it is on earth. And we release now the praise and worship of God. And God, we thank you for it. We ask that you come in as we touch the hem of your garment. We ask, God, that you will sup with us. Hey, break down condemnation, judgment, critiquing. All of those that's trying to find fault and point fingers, we bind you up now. God, you said, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. So, God, we decree today, as we worship and praise you, we forget about ourselves. Anything that's a distraction, Father, from TV, people calling on a cell phone, knocking on a door, anything that would disrupt a person to get the glorification of God, we rebuke it now, and we decree it so as it is in heaven, as it is in earth. And let it be written in the Lamb Book of Life, Father, that we come together in corporate prayer and fellowship to praise you. In Jesus' name, our soul says, amen.
the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
To the four corners of the earth right now, we speak to the north, the west, the south, and east winds. Blow fresh upon God's people. We ask you right now to touch everyone's heart, all the listeners around the world, those that's watching TV, internet, listening to us by radio. Let the word of God be spoken. Let deaf ears open up. Let hearts be restored. Faith be moved in the name of Jesus. We bind up the hand of the adversary. The devil is a liar. And we decree blessings over God's people today. I'll say it again. We decree blessings over God's people today in the name of Jesus on the blood of Calvary. And we say, thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen and amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining in to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. We ask that you sit back now as we go into the inner courts and behind the veil, that on the day of Pentecost, they were all on one accord, and God released his Holy Spirit. And I'm asking for a release today. And I want to start off by just telling you to renew your mind, to open up your heart, and let us listen to a special clip today by Bishop T.D. Jakes, one of the men of God that I admire, that truly he can go behind the veil and explain the word of God. Amen.
The mother eagle, after sitting on eggs, protecting it with her life until they hatch, and going out and swimming and attacking prey and bringing back food until they grow, then turns around, the same beak that fed them and the same body that warms them takes them out to cliffs and throws them over the edge. It is not that she has turned against her children, but she knows that they will never find their wings in safety. The eaglet learns to fly by confronting its scary place.
Amen and amen. Truly, that is so true. My mother once said to me, she said, baby, I'm going to throw you up like a bird. You're either going to learn how to fly or you're going to die. And this segment of our broadcast right here, it goes out to all the great mothers, grandmothers, fathers and grandfathers who have encouraged us and pushed us along on our journey. I want to first acknowledge my mom, Clara Lee Pearson Gillis, through her that I was introduced to salvation. I thank God for none other than Chief Apostle Dr. Patricia Stewart, a friend of mine that saw something good in me, encouraged me to see what God had in store for me, because I always felt like I was the last, at least of all, since I was an orphan left in a car, that I always felt that I wasn't good enough. Not only did she encourage me, but she pushed me to just come out and if no more than read a scripture when she went out to preach. Through that, my children became saved, and we was called the Mercer Praise Team. My oldest son played the drum set, got so talented in it, he played a 10-piece drum set. My son David was our trustee, and he would make sure things was in decency and in order. My daughter Sydney, not only could she sing, and she was our praise and worship dancer. So I thank God for Dr. Stewart, how she encouraged me, and she pushed me on the radio. And I said, me, old country girl? You know, someone once told me, don't beg pardon, because that some of us may not talk good. We may not pronounce words good. As you know, I'm old country girl. And it's not that I make an excuse to beg pardon, that I like to do things in decency and in order and correct when I speak about the things of God. But I thank God that even though I was a country and this little dialect cannot pronounce some certain words and I get stuttered and I mess up, apostle or whatever the title could be, a child of God, you know, holding on the hem of his garment, she pushed me on the radio, and I was there for 2 years. Next thing I know, I had an invitation to go on international radio behind, I always get his name confused, with those like Benny Hinn and also other great giants that were on the radio, international radio at the time, which was Billy Graham. My show was right after Billy Graham. And I used to say, God, I don't have anything to say. That's Billy Graham. He all over the world. I'm just a country girl from the South. I could barely talk. But through that, being obedient, having just one soul to see something good in me besides my mother, a person that loved me unconditionally as a friend, a woman in the Lord, and Dr. Pat did that for me, that it opened up more doors. And, yes, I did go around the world, and I'm proud to say it, that I was at the back door, felt like the least of all, and it took me to several countries. I thank God for that. And so this show goes out to her mother, none other than Queen Mother Annie Green. I say again that this show is dedicated to Queen Mother Annie Green. You know why she's a queen? Because she pushed people like her daughter to encourage us. Not jealousy, not hatred, not bitterness. But when you are a queen, you're a virtuous woman. When you are a queen, you see the good in everybody else. When you are a queen, you're not trying to critique or tear down a judge or say nothing negative. You don't have that drama. So we want to salute her and say thank you for your daughter. Thank you for the opportunity that she, too, saw something in me that I didn't see in myself. So this program over the next 30 minutes is for you and all of the mothers and fathers out there. We salute you, those who needed that prayer. Let us listen to Crystal Greer at this time, a praying mother. Amen. Anybody else out there got a mother who dropped to her knees when things seemed too hard to bear? I got a praying mother who always encouraged me to take any of my problems and my trials and tribulations to God and leave them there. And I thank God for my praying mother who always prays and always prays for me. I love you, Mama. And I'll never forget the things that you taught me.
I'll never forget what you taught me about God.
Lord knows I'm far from perfect, and I never tried to be. But for some unknown reason, God is still here with me. So I thank God for praying, Mother, who always prayed a prayer for me.
To thank God for the mothers who prayed for us, the grandmothers and those fathers who prayed us through. Truly that sometimes we can be hard-headed and then we got to reap those consequences of what we did. So as I said today, we want to give a special salute to those mothers and fathers and praise God that truly he has sent angels in our life. I never will forget that I was sitting at my mom's kitchen table, and I said, Mother, how can you believe something that you can't see? And she said, Baby, if I lose my faith, I lose everything. She would hold on to that little red testament no bigger than a hand. She said that God is able. And if you ask him to come into your heart and sup with you and fill you with that Holy Spirit, he's going to do it. I said, Ma, but it's hard to believe something you can't see. She said, open up your heart. Hallelujah. And I remember sitting there and listening to a special song here in the United States. I used to go to Gillis Memorial Church, and people just laughed because my last name was Gillis. I was a cousin to the pastor of the church. And they used to have the James Cleveland Workshop Choir. Reverend James Cleveland used to stop in. And this particular song pierced my heart, and I got saved right there in the kitchen. And I never will forget it. I said, Lord, do it for me. Amen. My mom's kitchen. And oh my God, I was so glad that when Jesus came into my heart, I was sitting right there at the kitchen table, that the peace of God came all over me that surpassed all understanding, that everything just felt better. And again, I want to say to you, be encouraged, beloved, that God loves you and that you are his creation. Just tug at him. Open up your heart and trust him to come into your life, and he will give you peace in the midst of the storm. Amen.
The tempest is easy. Oh, the billows are tossing high. The sky. Oh, no shelter at all.
God fell on me that truly I felt a difference in my life. And I thank God that the Holy Spirit covered me. You can get it right where you are, beloved, that if you need a refreshing, if you need God to come in and save you right now, if you want God to just sup with you, you got to open up your heart. As Bishop T.D. Jakes said, you got to just open up so that the unfamiliar can be familiar. And that is the presence of God, to let him come in even deeper into your soul so that he can help you to hold out. Amen.
I believe we ought to say it one more time too. Lord, help me to hold out. Please, Lord. Oh, you help me to hold out. I'm begging you, Lord. Please,
those were the songs that we heard as I was at Gillis Memorial Church that Reverend James Cleveland would sing with the James Cleveland Choir. And truly, it was so beautiful. It helped us to go into the inner courts and behind the veil. And I just want to encourage you as you listen today, as I say, this is a salute to all the moms and dads out there and to our queen, Annie Green, that I just want to say thank you so much. Truly, I found a friend in Dr. Patricia Stewart. And thank you for showing me love and open arms and welcome me in. Let us listen to that Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. Amen.
I paid my share.
yes, Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. I want to encourage you always that whatever you do, don't you weep, don't you cry, that Jesus is the best thing. It's nothing like loving the Lord. It's nothing like letting salvation come into your heart. You know why? Because you know that when you call on God, you don't have to weep, you don't have to cry, because God got it. Amen? Amen. Heard from Aretha Franklin that says, Mary, don't you weep. Truly, when you have your mind set on Christ and when you know that God can do anything but fail, you know that you truly have a friend in the Lord, and God loves you, beloved. He woke me up this morning, and as a testimony, I was saying to the Lord yesterday, I said, God, I really don't have a sermon that people, what is it that you want me to say? And I said, all I have, God, is praise music, because according to Psalms 150, it says, praise ye the Lord. And I said, God, I love to praise you. I only have praise music. And Dr. Pat called me, and she said a word to me this morning. She said, just praise the Lord. So God used her to confirm that what he want me to say to you this morning, it is time, beloved, that we just continue to give him praise and to give him more praise. You know why? Because praise can bring you out of hardship. Hey, hallelujah. Praise can give you the hope to hold on when look like all else has fallen or that's failing in your life. Praise will bring the presence of God to you, and the Holy Spirit can wrap you and give you a fresh anointing. Praise will let you know that you have a friend in God when you open up your heart. This is what the Mississippi Mass Choir is saying, that what a friend we have in Jesus, beloved. And I want to encourage you to go on your day praising God. Amen. Songwriter says, what a friend we have in Jesus. We just have to turn it over in prayer. You know why? It's good to know that when you have done all that you can do, you have to stand and be still and know that your God can do anything but fail. It's nothing like that when you can feel and see the presence of God in your life, especially have an eternal life that will be able to see Jesus. Let us listen to Douglas Miller at this time. Amen.
I've learned
live holy.
Songwriter says that when I see Jesus, I want to say amen. Truly, we love the Lord. It's nothing like loving God. It's nothing like praising God. It's nothing like worshiping God. Truly, I want to say thank you so much for all of you for listening to me through the years. Truly, it's been a blessing. I love to praise and worship God. I used to tease when I was in seminary school and I was trying to learn do sermon writing. I used to tell them that I can't write sermons, that my testimony is my praise. Good God Almighty. And they used to laugh. They said, well, go ahead and praise them then. And I'm telling you, it's nothing like loving the Lord. It's nothing like praising God. It's nothing like worshiping God. Truly, I love the Lord, and I thank you so much each and every day that you have worshiped with me, that you have listened to the broadcast. Truly is nothing like just enjoying the total praise and worshiping God. God bless you again. This is the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer. Amen. And let us listen to Richard Smallwood. Amen.
Thank you.
the songwriter says, hallelujah. Yes, that God is the strength of our life. Truly, when you open up your heart and you let God come in, it's nothing like it, beloved. It's nothing like asking God to let his presence be known, to let God just come in and just feel your heart. Truly, as we said earlier, that our God, how excellent is his name. God bless you again. You're listening to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. As always, I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer. I come into reverence and praise God. And let us listen to all nations' music, as his name is Yahweh. Songwriter says that Yahweh has done great things for us. Yes, he has. We thank God for the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. We thank God that wherever we are, that we're able to praise God and to worship him. Let us listen to Israel Horton and New Breed at this time. Amen.
You are awesome. And Omega, we worship.
Dr. Pat confirmed today that God wanted us to worship him even more, for us to stay encouraged. No matter what we go through, no matter what it seems like, we just have to hold on. You know why? Because in everything that happens to us, every mountain that we have to climb, that our God is able, that he can do anything but fail. Let us listen to Kurt Card at this time. God bless you. Remember now, this is our disclaimer, that all the music that you hear belong to the artist. They own all rights. We are here to promote those sounds and encourage you to get those CDs and to worship God. Let us enjoy the worship. Amen. Songwriter says, this is why I give you praise. You know, something as simple as waking up in the morning, that we couldn't do it by ourselves, that it's the grace, it's the mercy, it's the love, and it's the favor of God, that truly we are so blessed that God has come into our lives and God has just shown his grace and mercy to us. You know what, beloved, that even something as small as that, you know, that it is a great and marvelous thing. You didn't have to wake up this morning, you know, that God saw fit to give you another chance, another opportunity, just so that you can enjoy being in the land of the living. The thing that he made is for us, beloved, so we can enjoy and see the glory of God and his righteousness. Truly, we are so grateful. And we need to be more grateful in praise and worship. This is what the message is today, to praise and worship God and to glorify him. Amen. Amen.
I'm grateful. I'm grateful.
You put food on the table. God knows I'm grateful. You put shoes on my feet.
Come in, Dave Hollister.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know where to start, Jesus. God, I could have been dead and gone, but you followed different. You decided to save me. Save me, save me. Oh, and I'm grateful. Oh, and I'm grateful. Yeah. I could have been down and out, but you saved me, Lord. Oh, 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 oh. Lord, from the bottom of my heart, I want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All my days I'm gonna serve you, Lord. Yeah, wherever you want me to go, Jesus, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go. Yeah, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna say, I'm only move when you tell me to move, Jesus. Oh, 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 yeah, 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 yeah. And I thank you for delivering with me, for setting me free, for washing me clean, oh, for loving me, Lord. Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Lord. I thank you. Oh, 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 oh,
that was Hezekiah Walker and the Love Fellowship Choir. Truly, we need to be more grateful. Even if you feel in your heart that you are grateful, just show God with a little extra, God, I thank you extra time that I'm grateful. And I want to just thank God. You know, I just thought about when that song was playing how that I was invited to go to Jamaica. And all of a sudden that I had an attack that I could not walk, and I called my doctor, and they did x-rays. They couldn't find nothing wrong, and they said, it's probably arthritis, whatever it is. But I knew it was an adversary trying to keep me from going there to give someone hope, that God told me to pray for a young man, which I did. And I felt as a mother in my spirit that I just need to go and give him a hug. I went all the way to Jamaica to give him and his wife a hug. And it was so heavy at the time that my daughter, I'm so grateful for my daughter, Sydney Mercer, a phenomenal young woman, a praise worshiper in God. And she traveled with me, and she pushed that wheelchair because I couldn't walk. She pushed me all the way to the airport. She helped me on a bus. And even when I got into the church, it was funny that I had a wheelchair to get on the plane, a wheelchair in the plane. When I got off the plane, that they just pushed me all through customs in that wheelchair. But when I got to the church, I'll say it again, but when I got to the church, I was determined to reverence and praise God. I was there for a whole week, and God saw fit that I got up. And I was able to walk around and pray for people and give them a hug and to let them know that our God is able to do anything but fail. Truly, I was so grateful that, you know, God gave me that opportunity. You should not take nothing ever for granted. And I thank God. You know why? Because God is a God that loves us so, that God is a God that keeps his promises. He keep his word. You know what? That our God is a covenant keeper and that we are the reflection of him. Let us speak more in love and be grateful. Let us treat others the way that we want to be treated. Let us forgive people of their shortcomings. Even myself, Apostle Mercer, I'm not perfect. And I thank God that even when you sit back and you study and you think about a thing, that God can show you the errors of your ways so that you can repent. Beloved, I just want to encourage you and all the mothers and dads out there, thank you so much for praying us through. As All Nation Music says, that our God is a covenant keeper. Just as he have a mother that pushes us through, I had a friend that pushed me through this morning, and God bless you. Amen. The songwriter says that our God is a covenant-keeping God. Yes, he is, beloved. God can do anything but fail. You know, it's so very important that we give a praise, a worship to God. You know, that open up blessings, it open up doors, it open up favor, it open up healing. It opened up directions and peace of mind. It's nothing like it. When you just give praise to God, do you know it's an anthem of praise? Yes, it is. It's worship. And I love to read it that they say that there's a part of heaven that all day long, all they do is praise Yahweh, the great I am, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, that they praise God. Let us listen to the Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship Choir. Amen, amen.
We worship the Lord. I want us to worship God for just a moment. We talked about one sound. Everybody say one sound. There is a kingdom sound. There is a kingdom sound. Everybody say that. There is a kingdom sound. Say it again. There is a kingdom sound. And I want you to understand this, that there is always a sound that precedes a move of God. Everybody say that. There's always a sound that precedes the move of God. Whenever you will find deliverance, wherever you will find healing, wherever you find a move of God, it is always associated with a sound. I want us to take just maybe 30 seconds, and we're gonna sing this song. We're gonna raise it as an offering to the Lord. But I want us to take about maybe just 30 seconds, if you will. Brother, I just want you to minister on that guitar. I want you to raise your hands in his presence and let's just worship God all over this room. Come on, everybody, let's worship God all over this room. Hallelujah.
Songwriter says that there is a sound that precedes the blessings of God. Yes, it is, beloved. When you worship and praise God, that all of those blessings open up to you, that God comes in, he stops with you, because you are on one accord with God, because God loves you, beloved, that he made it possible, that all you have to do is just listen. Be still. Trust God to know that he loves you. Yes, there's things that's going on in the world, in the news. Yes, there's life and death and the power of the tongue. Yes, you see so many things that's happening, even in the Middle East. But you got to stay encouraged that our God is God all by himself, and he knows what we need. Amen. That we have to trust God. You know why? Because our God is an everlasting Father. Yes, he is. That we got to see the good, even in the bad, and say with confidence and with faith. that our God got it. Let us listen to Will Murphy at this time. Amen.
My salvation, whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? Real simple song. I want to teach it to you tonight. The Lord, my life, salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my life, salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yeah. Whom shall I be afraid? I will wait on you. I will wait on you. You, yeah. I will trust in you. Yes, Lord, say. I will trust in you. Y'all help me. The Lord is my life. Everybody sing. The Lord is my life, salvation. Whom shall I fear? You say it. Whom shall I be afraid? No, no. The Lord is my life, salvation. Whom shall I fear? No. Whom shall I fear? I will wait. I will wait on you. Yeah, say it again. Say, I will trust in you. Yeah, sing. I will trust in you. The next part goes like this. Listen, I want you to go home singing this. I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. You say, I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord.
He's the Lord of my life and salvation. Whom shall I fear?
What not?
Whom shall I be afraid?
What not?
The Lord is my life and salvation.
Whom shall I fear?
Yes, that songwriter says that I will wait on the Lord and I will have trust in him. It's so good to know that when you can't trust nothing else or nobody else, that you can trust God. Yes, you can, beloved. And I want to encourage you that God is God all by himself. He don't need no help. So we need to praise and worship him and glorify him and to be a reflection of light. That if you don't have anything good to say out your mouth, then don't say anything. You want to exalt, edify, and encourage, build up each other, speak kind, not tear down, critique, find fault, judge. You know, I just thank God for people like Dr. Pat that encouraged me to see the good that was inside of me. I could never see it, but I went by trust and faith in God that God had put her in my life to push me forward. So truly, I thank her and Queen Mother Annie Green again, who is a queen, according to Virtuous. But we say that I'm just so excited that she's a Proverbs 31 woman. Yes, she is. God bless you again. Remember now, you can hear us Monday through Fridays from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock right here, United States Eastern Standard Time. I slow down. 7 o'clock p.m. to 8 o'clock p.m., United States Eastern Standard Time, or you can listen to us, which I hope as well, as on Sunday mornings from 8:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. Again, that's 8:30 to 10 a.m. on this same radio station. You know, I told you last week that God had a word for you today. The word is to worship and praise God. God loves praises. You know why? Because if God can't do it, it can't be done. Because he's God all by himself. Let us be a reflection of his goodness. Amen. Amen.
God. And he don't need nobody else. There's no question of your greatness. No searching of your power. Oh, the wonder of your glory. To you 40 years, it's but 1 hour. Your knowledge is all-encompassing. To your wisdom, there is no end. Oh, for you alone are God. You are God alone. Your mercy is everlasting. Here always. You are he who was and is to come. Who is he that can number your days? He flung the sun to burn in space, and the night moon found light from day. You are God alone. Now run to the King.
Yes, that songwriter says that you are God, that you are God alone. Truly, we thank God for being there for us. We thank God, whom all blessings flow. Beloved, we thank you so much for tuning in to us. And remember now, treat others the way that you want to be treated. And if you be still in the Lord and wait on God and read your Psalms 27, I guarantee you that you will understand even better that the Lord is your light and your salvation. God bless you again. You've been listening to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. I'm Apostle Margie Mercer. Thank you so much for tuning in, watching us on TV, as well as listening to us on the radio. We thank you so much, and I appreciate it truly. I once had someone say to me, why do you play all that graveyard music? They said that the music I play, which was praising God, was graveyard music. You know why? Because the person had not come to the truth and the knowledge to praise and worship God. It's music of all types and kind that you got to love him in your soul. Because when you worship God, it is such a peace and a joy. God bless you today. Remember, treat someone kind. Go out and see mom or dad. Treat them to a nice dinner. Give them a hug. Go to the nursing home. Little animals need a nice little warm roof over their head. And be kind to children. And treat others the way that you want to be treated. And I guarantee you, if you be still and wait on the Lord, he will renew and strengthen your heart. Let us close out with Yolanda Adams, and God bless you. Amen.
in my safety. You'd rather do it all.